Leaders of both major political parties are scrambling to fill candidate vacancies across the state as 33 party nominees have withdrawn from legislative races. Most are Republicans, and political reporter Mal Leary joins us now from the Capitol to explain what this all means. Mal, are the Republicans in trouble with these candidates dropping out?
Well, Ed, they might be. But first, I think it's important to point out that this happens every election. We call them the shadow or the stalking horse candidates. Somebody agrees to put their name on the ballot for party leaders to make sure the party has someone on the ballot in the fall, knowing the leaders are still out there trying to recruit what may be a better candidate for that particular race. So some of these dropouts are expected. But what may prove to be a problem to the Republicans more than the Democrats is the Republicans have a lot more people dropping out than the Democrats. 9 Republican state Senate candidates have withdrawn. No Senate Democrats have. 14 House Republican candidates have dropped out to 9 Democrats. And 3 of those House Republicans, Ed, are incumbent members.
So given that old saying that all politics is local, is the impact as bad as it looks for the Republicans?
Well, that's a good point. And in Maine, more so than many other states, a good Republican candidate can win in a Democratic district, and a good Democratic candidate can win in a Republican district. And many of those Senate Republican candidates that have dropped out are in districts that lean heavily Democratic, like Portland. And traditionally, Republicans have had a hard time getting candidates to run in those districts anyway. What has to be more concerning to Republicans is when 3 incumbents have withdrawn from House races and only 1 Democrat incumbent has dropped out. Incumbents usually have an advantage in House races. You've got to remember, a House district only has about 9,000 potential voters. So incumbency has always been a real factor in those very local races.
What are some of the other factors that are affecting these candidate withdrawals?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty over public financing through the Clean Elections Act. A notice has gone out from the Ethics Commission that none of these replacement candidates should expect to be able to qualify because the program does not have the ability to make payments. That's an issue we've been hearing about now for weeks in the legislature. There's a drafting error in the budget that was passed last year that left the Ethics Commission unable to actually spend the money that they have in the Clean Elections Fund in this new budget year. If that's ever fixed by the legislature, which is still technically in session, by the way, even though they're not meeting at the Statehouse, then the commission will be able to allow those replacement candidates to qualify and get funding for the fall. But that is a really big if. And if you're there trying to consider whether to step in and run in one of these races, that's going to weigh heavily on you.
So does that inability of the Ethics Commission to provide funds hurt one party more than another?
In the Senate, both parties have most of their candidates using clean elections public financing. But in the House, far more Republicans are running traditional. Traditional meaning they're raising the money the old-fashioned way from individual contributors, than the Democrats.
So when will we finally see who's running in these various districts?
The parties have until July 23rd to hold caucuses in each of the House and Senate districts. Those caucuses are made up of the committees involved on both parties. They get together and they nominate new cabinet candidates. I suspect we'll see some seats may go uncontested, giving a few candidates a free ride to the Statehouse.
Maine public political reporter Mal Leary at the Capitol in Augusta, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Ed.